trust.
OTIP.
It's your show, and you can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Marge. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Unlike those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their website. Ours, totally free. Enjoy. freetalklive.com. As we continue with your phone calls about whatever you want, and coming up, we'll tell you about how the thin blue line is closing ever tighter around its own. First, we'll talk to Sean in Minnesota. Sean, you're on Free Talk Live.
Greetings. Good evening, everyone. I thought it was interesting. You mentioned the interview with Tom Hartsman, where he was advocating raising the minimum wage. But the problems go way, way beyond that. What the way I see it, what needs to happen in this country is we need to go back to how America was in the early days of this country, where 95% of the population was self-employed. We need to get rid of these corporations. Citizens should not be forced to have to work for corporations for their livelihood. People should be able to work for themselves. And people shouldn't be forced to work for corporations or the government either. People should be able to work for themselves.
People can work for themselves. No one's forced to work for any sort of corporation. I mean, there's all kinds of options when it comes to jobs out there.
You sort of are because of licensing laws and things
maybe
like that.
Maybe forced, you should use a different word then, because I don't. Right, that doesn't really work.
The options are limited because of zoning rules and licensing laws and things like that.
I would say that most people go out and work, get jobs like you're describing, instead of working for themselves, because that's what government schools teach you is the right thing to do.
Sadly to say, you are right. And don't even get me started on that topic, because I don't have a congenial opinion of academic institutions.
it's like a tangled web. It all seems to, you know, focus down to the point where the government and the big business are in collusion.
Sure they are. Well, they don't want you thinking on your own. They don't want you thinking independently. They don't want you getting any entrepreneurial ideas in your head. Those big businessmen are quite happy where they are with a very limited amount of competition that is insured by the government regulatory structure. And in addition, as you're saying, Mark, it all works together. The regulations ensure that it's very difficult for someone who's an entrepreneur to start up their own business. And the government indoctrination system, called public schools, as they more commonly called them, the government indoctrination system ensures that most kids don't even get it into their head to be entrepreneurial in the first place. So even if you could think about what you want to do as far as an entrepreneur is entrepreneurial effort is concerned, the government regulations then stand in your way and make it next to impossible. So the whole situation is really designed from top to bottom to just exclude people from, you're right, starting their own businesses and creating wealth for themselves and their families.
And if citizens were not impeded from pursuing and achieving entrepreneurial aspirations, I believe that all of the functions and the services that the transnational corporations are doing could be done better by private small-time entrepreneurs if we weren't being impeded.
I think you're absolutely right. I mean, there's something to be said for a large distribution network and buying bulk, and Walmart certainly has done some amazing things in the area of organizing retail to make it more profitable. So, I'm not going to take a dump on big corporations in general, because I think there are a lot of still great innovative ideas out there.
Agree.
But with more competition,
the playing field is not level.
Correct. The playing field is not level, and with more competition in any one of those fields, whether it's retail or fast food or whatever it is, in any one of those fields means that the bar will be raised, innovation will happen, prices will go down, quality of service, quality of product will go up, and that, you know, having more competitors in the marketplace is a great thing, and the situation today just doesn't result in that happening. It prevents that from happening. So you're absolutely right.
What would you guys' argument be to the politicians if you had the opportunity to go into D.C. and speak before Congress? What would your argument be to the politicians to eliminate these off-the-wall regulations that impede entrepreneurs?
I guess that would be exactly what the argument is. These off-the-wall regulations impede entrepreneurship, and they actually harm the people that they're meant to help. And, you know, that it's, you know, I'd certainly go from the point of view of the good neighbor policy.
I don't think I would bless the politicians with my time, but if forced to, I would make the point. Who the hell do you think you are trying to tell me how to run my business? How dare you? And who do you think you are? I mean, it's my life. It's my business. I should be able to run it how I want to, and my customers should be able to make the choice for themselves as to whether or not they want to do business with me. And they should be able to make that choice based on the quality of my product or my reputation or the fact that I've got third-party certification or whatever factors, you know, word of mouth, whatever factors it is that they find or they deem important. Julia, what would you have to say?
You two pretty much summed it up. I can't really think anything different.
Sean, any other thoughts for us tonight?
No, good show. Keep it up. Thanks, guys.
We sure will. I appreciate the call. 800-259-9231. So if I'm doing business and you don't trust me or you think I'm shady, then you don't have to do business with me. In fact, you can tell other people what you think about my business and my practices, and maybe they also will join you in not doing business with me. There's no need for government regulations out there. The marketplace can handle third-party certification of various different products and services to where people who are concerned about whether or not the business they're dealing with is trustworthy can check with a verifiable resource to verify that indeed this is a trustworthy individual or a trustworthy company that you're doing business with. There are guarantees, there's insurance that you could buy, and there would be more of this stuff in the free marketplace.
People just love force.
Right, well, instead of people just falling back and saying, well, see, I have a license, that means you're protected. That's nonsense. Just because somebody has a license doesn't mean anything about their business acumen. It doesn't mean anything about their ability to satisfy their customers.
It essentially means that they paid the state money. And
jumped through the hoops. Yeah.
And filled out some paperwork.
Exactly. And that's all that the license means. But yet it has this aura of legitimacy to it. Oh, it's a license, and therefore, and they paid some money to the state, and so therefore they must be a good company. It's absurd. I've had some very shifty licensed contractors that I've dealt with in my time.
And absolutely. And what it does is it, and what clearly it does is it takes up the pool, it depletes the pool of people out there that would be doing business in that particular way. You know, they just can't get up the money to get the license. They can't get up the money to get the fancy vans and all that other stuff that's involved in being a contractor or whatever. I'm thinking of plumbers right now,
sure.
I guess. And, you know, the fact is, it depends. You know, different plumbing jobs require different levels of skill. When you're talking about just a regular thing, why can't you have a handyman guy come in and do it? Why does he have to be licensed?
1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. One of the various different organizations calling themselves government that doesn't have any licenses whatsoever are the government police. Where's their license? I want to see their certification. Oh, wait,
They get certification from the police academy.
Right, they get their own certification from their own organization. It's not a real third-party agency. It's another police inside the loop, inside the thin blue line organization where they all pat each other on the back and tell each other what a great job they're doing.
Well, I'm sure that they have criteria for getting into the club. You know, often these organizations will be tough on people getting into the club. It's once you're in the club that you're one of
you're good
to
go. I see. Well, that's how it was here in New Hampshire, in Manchester recently. Some of the activists got together and they went to this accreditation hearing. Apparently they have a rehearing from time to time, and once, as you're saying, Mark, once you're in the club, then the rehearing is just them patting themselves on the back and how great they are. But they went in there, a handful, I think it was about a dozen activists went in. They were not, the cops were not expecting this to happen. A dozen activists went into what was essentially just a police hangout meeting, and they kind of stirred things up a little bit. They got some video footage of them talking about how outrageously awful some of the Manchester police were, and I don't think it's going to result in them getting their accreditation pulled. But it was certainly something they weren't used to happening. And it's something that can only happen with a significant amount of activists in a specific geographic region from which to draw.
Yeah.
And that's what we're doing here. We're gathering as many activists, liberty-loving people, together as possible. And I can tell you that the statists, the dyed-in-the-wool statists that live up here, are not liking it one bit. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Coming up, We'll tell you about the latest from the Thin Blue Line. Baltimore, one of the most violent cities in America. What are the police doing to protect their own?
It's time for the Finally Thin Radio Minute with tips, information, and motivation to achieve your own success on any weight loss plan. Here's your host, noted author and diet expert, Kim Benson.
We all have days when we arrive home exhausted and ravenous. For those occasions, prepare extra servings of meals ahead of time and freeze them for easy reheating. Here are some good ways to make this happen. One, when you come home from the grocery store, weigh and measure bulk packaged foods and package them individually. Two, before freezing poultry, divide them into portion sizes and add marinades or rubs and seasonings. Three, stop at a local restaurant or grocery store salad bar for quick and easy salad or to buy some cut-up veggies for a stir-fry. Four, regularly go through your kitchen and make sure you have the staples that help you stick to your diet. Five, keep a non-perishable snack in your glove compartment, office desk, or purse for emergencies. And six, write out a detailed grocery shopping list. It will ultimately save you time, money, and temptation at the grocery store. For the Finally Thin Radio Minute, I'm Kim Benson.
For a transcript of this show and others, please visit KimBenson.com. Kim Benson tried every diet going, but yo-yoed her way to 350 pounds. Then she did it. 212 pounds later, she is finally thin. How she did it and how you can too is all in her new book, Finally Thin. Finally Thin breaks down success into a 10-step system showing readers exactly how she accomplished her weight loss goal. A must-have for anyone trying to lose weight. Finally Thin by Kim Benson is available wherever books are sold.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
So you finally decided you're going to stock up and store food. But why settle for bland, tasteless food? Why settle for less? There is an alternative. InternetGrocer.net. Enjoy the most delicious storable food at amazing prices. Enjoy creamy, delicious, real cheddar cheese in a can. Indulge in real canned meats and real canned butter. Storable meals from InternetGrocer.net will bring such variety and flavor you won't be able to tell you're actually eating storable food. You can purchase by the can or by the case. Choose a variety pack or an entire year's worth of food. InternetGrocer.net has non-hybrid seeds that will produce delicious food for you and your family. Ensure your food supply for years. Find out just how delicious storable food can be. Call 903-356-6443. That's 903-356-6443. Open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Or shop online at internet-grocer.net. Again, that's internet-grocer.net.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial the toll-free number. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com.
Have you been looking to spice things up in the bedroom or fantasizing about surprising your significant other with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to AdamEve.com and get 50% off one item when you type in FTL for the offer code at the coupon checkout. Plus, with your order of $17 or more, they throw in a free gift. It's 50% off with offer code FTL at AdamEve.com.
Great deal. 1-800. And it's a huge selection, too. I was looking at it.
It is. It's a superstore.
1-800-259-9231. All right. So here's the story. I've been selling it here all show tonight. And this is just awful news. But it seems almost inevitable. The Baltimore police will no longer release the names of officers who kill or injure people.
Just not going to do it.
Nope. You know how when some crime happens, some violent crime happens, and the individual who committed the crime is under the age of 18, they don't release the name to allegedly protect the youth, basically.
So are they suggesting the police are incompetent?
No. They're doing this to protect the police, apparently. According to the story here at BaltimoreSun.com, they're changing a longstanding practice that the department believes puts officers at risk. And we all know that officer safety is the number one factor for the police. Now, don't.
What makes me giggle about that is how many police officers have died in the past. However, I wonder what the statistics are for the number of police officers versus citizens have died. I mean, police officers,
right?
They occasionally get killed in the line of duty, but it's not like they're getting mowed down. And it certainly doesn't have anything to do with their names being released when they kill somebody.
Right. If it's an encounter between a citizen and an officer, the citizen's significantly more statistically likely to die than the officer is. So I don't know who they're protecting themselves from. And you got to remember, none of those people that died got a trial. So from a legal standpoint, obviously some of them are guilty in a moral fashion. They've done something wrong. However, they haven't been, from a legal standpoint, they are not... they haven't done anything wrong. They're innocent.
According to the story, the decision is prompting criticism from several Baltimore leaders who said withholding officers' names will only endanger an already tenuous relationship between the police and the community. Baltimore police shot 21 people last year, 13 of them fatally. The same number killed by police in 2007 when 31 people were shot. Those numbers are up from 2006 when 15 were shot and 5 killed. So in Baltimore, they keep killing more of the citizens.
Right, and apparently their aim's improving because this year they shot fewer people but killed the same amount.
If we're ever going to get to a point where the community trusts the police, we need to have some transparency and full disclosure about what's happening, said one of the state senators. The police department is asking residents to become more engaged in their neighborhoods and to work with the police to solve crimes and overcome a stop-snitching culture. Marvin Cheatham, president of the Baltimore chapter of the NAACP. What's gross?
Did I just hear you say that they're encouraging neighbors to snitch on each other? Because that's gross.
That's pretty much what they're saying.
That's disgusting.
He said that the new policy doesn't help improve community relations. He said we've got to find more and better ways to bring the community and police together. This may not sit too well with many of us. Police commissioner, can you imagine how this might alienate some people who are already afraid of the police, who already have their friends and family members harassed on a regular basis and or arrested by the police now? If the cops hurt somebody in performing their duties, you don't find out who it is. Unless you happen to get the guy's name at the time and survive the encounter.
If he happens to be wearing a name tag.
Exactly. So, would love to hear how...
A lot of times they black out those name tags, too, though.
This is so funny to me, because I'm a manager at a restaurant, mm-hmm. and when I get complaints, when people come to me and they want to talk to me about an employee and if they were mistreated, I would get in so much trouble if I said, sorry, can't tell you his name. Or, sorry, not going to help you. Got to protect each other.
That's against policy, ma'am.
That's just not the way customer normal service, businesses work.
Customer service not real high in the law enforcement community, unfortunately.
Police commissioner, bureaucrat.
If you do get good customer service from a police officer, it's because that police officer's a good guy.
One of the police commissioners declined to comment on the change, saying he left the decision to the department spokesman. So he's saying, oh, not my decision. I got nothing to say about it. The new policy mirrors some of those of some other departments and is designed to protect officers from retaliation. Well, it also protects them from being
often?
Identified.
Do you think that police officers are retaliated against
find
very often,
because
I feel like that wouldn't go over so well.
Yeah. You mean, what do you mean by that, when you say it wouldn't go over well?
Well, when I think of retaliation, I don't know, I can think of a number of, I don't, can't really think of a good example off the top of my head, but retaliation means getting back at somebody, right?
Right, the cop hurts your friend, you go and bust his windows in.
Exactly. That's not going to go over so well. You're going to end up dead or hurt or arrested, or it just wouldn't be...
You mean if you were to retaliate against the cops,
yes,
and they found you out?
Yes.
Oh, they'd put all their resources into
that. Yeah, that's not
going
to go over well.
So a spokesbureaucrat for the mayor says she will not interfere with the department's decision. So all the bureaucrats are stepping away. The police commissioner, the mayor, they're stepping back saying, hey, nope, you know, it's not our bag. It's the cops. We're not responsible here. Regionally and across the country, police agencies differ in their disclosure of police-involved shootings. Some release the names within hours, and others withhold the information altogether. So I didn't realize this actually was a policy anywhere else in this country. I wonder how many departments have this very same policy, and we just don't know it. The police union applauded the policy change. Robert Cherry, president of the Baltimore Police Union, and former homicide detective, said the department vigorously investigates shootings that involve officers. He said, if anything, the investigation is more intensive than for the average citizen. The only thing the department is
doing
differently...
They say things like that, and I've heard a lot of things, a lot of things like that, but the evidence doesn't bear it out.
No, it certainly does not. The evidence is that whenever the cops are involved in some sort of blatantly obvious abuse of people's rights, 99% of the time, the cops get completely cleared. The investigation turns out that, well, Officer so-and-so is acting by the book. No problems here. Case closed. That's the investigation. And to believe what this guy is saying is just, you're gullible. You either aren't paying attention or you're just gullible if you believe this cop. He says that the only thing the department's doing differently is just choosing to not release their name. I'm surprised we haven't gone to this earlier. Now, what happens if you use the Freedom of Information Act? Most states have some sort of Freedom of Information Act-like piece of legislation on the books. Can you go in and request the files as far as getting the officers' names on a special information request? Or are they just saying, well, we're just not going to release the name? We're just not releasing the name to the public as a matter of course. But if you were to come in and fill out enough paperwork and jump through enough of their hoops, could you get the info, or would they just not release it, period? Would it be completely classified?
You'll get it after 4 years.
Yeah.
But I imagine,
that's how freedom of information
A,
works.
The process is going to take forever. And
yes.
B, if you call up the police station and say, all right, I'd like to find out some information about this case right here.
They could go after you.
It's against the law now. We changed that rule. Sorry. I mean, they don't know their own laws.
No, they don't, and they make them up as they go along. Or maybe they would retaliate against you. Maybe they would say, well, we're going to need your name and address, sir. Where are you calling from? And then they'd find you on the road and pull you over and give you a bunch of tickets. Or worse. 800-259-9231, your thoughts on this new move by the Baltimore Police Department. Apparently, it's been going on. This isn't the first time. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar-powered generators are now available from Solutions from Science, one of GCN's oldest and most trusted sponsors. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com today. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
IonicZone.com has the best prices on commercial shock treatment ozone generators, starting at $299. But did you know IonicZone.com also sells a water ozonator that's a must-have for anyone interested in good health? It's true. The IonicZone Digital Water Ozonator features an air intake and can be fed dry air through the supplied air dryer or pure oxygen via an oxygen tank. Ozone-fortified water can be used to kill bacteria, sanitize food, produce, and eliminates bacteria in the mouth by gargling, which helps prevent bad breath and even heart disease. The optional ozone bidet attachment is used for personal hygiene, which can kill the bacteria down below that can lead to irritation. It's amazing what 3 atoms of oxygen can do. Call Ionic Zone today at 1-800-549-9535. That's 1-800-549-9535. Or visit them on the web at ioniczone.com. That's ioniczone.com today.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Acola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Acola Blue at ECOLOBLUE.com today.
Do you have aches and pains or suffer from indigestion or inflammation? Are you tired of feeling restless from insomnia? These symptoms are produced by negative toxins, but with the correct information, understanding, and care, you can cleanse them from your body. AloeMaster.com would like to help you begin the road to recovery with aloe vera. For over 4,000 years, aloe vera has been known for its therapeutic and healing properties and is widely recognized as the plant that helps alleviate minor burns. AloeMaster.com picks the best aloe leaves and produces the most potent aloe vera concentrated juices and freeze-dried capsules you can find. AloeMaster.com offers products with 10 times the potency of ordinary aloe products, enhancing the benefits of this ancient cleansing plant. Turn over a new leaf and visit us today at AloeMaster.com. That's AloeMaster.com or call us at 1-800-934-ALOE. That's 1-800-934-2563 today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. The toll-free number for you is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got a wiki with over 1,800 pages created by listeners like you. Head over to wiki.freetalklive.com and see what it's all about free. That's wiki, W-I-K-I, .freetalklive.com. Have the stories of civil disobedience here in New Hampshire touched, moved, and inspired you, but you're unable for whatever reason to be involved? Well, now you can. The Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund at cdevolution.org allows you to care for these brave men and women by financially supporting them while they face down the organizations that operate through violence and coercion. cdevolution.org. That's cdevolution.org. As we continue here, the story is from Baltimore, one of the most violent cities in the country. There's another story here on the Baltimore Sun website. In 7 days, Baltimore had already racked up 8 murders. 7 days.
I'm not laughing at people getting murdered, but that's no, really
it's
high.
It's a really crappy place.
It is awful. And the fact is, the people don't trust the cops. Not just in Baltimore, but around this country. Because the people who are involved with the police on a regular basis, and by that I mean lower-income people, because the cops don't pick on the ultra-rich. So people that are lower-middle class or poor are picked on by the police. Their friends and their family members are arrested on a regular basis for things like marijuana possession and other consensual crimes, prostitution, etc. And so they see how the police ruin people's lives. They see how dangerous the cops are. They know. They're not fooled by the police's public relations scam that they're running. And so they're afraid to talk to the cops. If the cops come around, they know better than even answer the door. They don't even talk to the police. And they certainly don't snitch on their friends and family members.
So are you saying that the only reason or the largest reason that Baltimore is one of the crappiest places in America to live, and sorry to anybody who's listening in Baltimore, it's just how I feel, are you saying that's because of the police and how they operate there?
Oh, no, I have no idea. I was not making any conclusions.
Well, you were saying that poor people are scared to talk to police, and like I was trying to piece together why is Baltimore one of the crappiest places in America?
I don't know. Maybe they have some gun regulations. I'm not really sure.
They do.
It's close to Washington D.C. That's probably the case.
Yeah.
For me, I know some of the other crappy places are very corrupt. And
okay.
Corruption tends to come from the top down and things like that.
Sure, but does corruption result in murders, seven murders in a day? I don't think corruption
does. I think it does.
How could corruption correlate into regular people murdering one another?
Well, because what you would find is the drug laws being arbitrarily enforced for one group over another and that kind of thing, cops being bought off, groups of cops being bought off.
You could suggest that the murders are drug-related, and the drug-related, if there was no prohibition, then there might not be as many murders. That's a possibility.
Well, it's certainly cut down on murders after alcohol prohibition went away.
But my point was that people don't want to talk to the cops, and maybe they would solve more of these murders if the cops could get cooperation from people. That's kind of where I was going, was that nobody wants to talk to the cops. So in the neighborhood where somebody gets killed, nobody wants to talk to the cops because they know the cops are going to suspect them. That you can't trust the police because of the corruption thing, because they're arresting their friends, so nobody cooperates with them, and the cops are frustrated by that, and so it becomes this adversarial situation where it's the cops versus the people. And now it's even more, the line has divided them even more. The thin blue line has separated the police from the citizenry even further now in Baltimore with this new policy of not releasing the names of cops who have been accused of harming another individual.
Yeah, that policy is out of the frame crazy. I'm glad I don't live in a place where that would be done.
So according to this story here at BaltimoreSun.com, they say that among some of the officers whose names were released were Officer Tommy Sanders, who's since been indicted on manslaughter charges in connection with a death at a shopping center where a man was shot several times in the back after he attempted to flee from the officers. That's real classy.
Yeah. If a man gets shot in the back, chances there should be an even larger investigation, and I'm of the opinion that police that break the law should get bigger penalties than an individual. They are the law enforcement officers. We need to weed these people out. We need to have penalties for police that are higher than the average citizenry, because otherwise, what do you have? What sort of people are motivated to go work for the police? Well, then people that could see a benefit as far as committing crimes and stuff like that, unless if in fact punishment, this prison time is a deterrent, well, then let's act like we need to deter some crime. Let's punish the police more for committing crimes. And I don't think that there's any officer out there that would say otherwise.
Here's some more detail here from the police spokes bureaucrat. He joined the department after a stint in the Federal Office of the Special Counsel. He said the change is not a department-wide rule, but a policy of the Public Affairs Office which disseminates information. So I was correct in my supposition that this information is still available to those who would seek it out, but they are just simply not going to be publicizing the names of the officers in these cases. However, as you said, Julia, it may be a very arduous and difficult and bureaucratic process to reveal this information now.
I don't know if you remember a few years ago, there was a gentleman who did a sort of an undercover report, and he went to 50 or some number like that police stations in the South in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Just to try to get a form to file a complaint against an officer. And not only was he harassed, and he didn't get the form. I think there was only two out of like 80 or 50. It was a very small number. He didn't get the form. He also got a concussion, was it?
He was attacked.
He was beaten. His head. There was video footage of this guy's head being slammed against a wall.
Yeah, that was the police complaint center. It's actually, we've talked about it recently on the show, police complaint center.
Complaint, bam, bam, bam.
Is
don't complain with that.
The Police Complaint Center is a great organization, and you can see that video footage at their website. I don't know.
That makes me really eager to want to go to the police department for anything. Fortunately, it's not that bad at all in Keene, New Hampshire.
No, it's not. And one of the things that you've got in a smaller place versus a large city like Baltimore is, well, the police department is just smaller. So you
and
can recognize the cops
knows,
around here.
People know each other in Keene.
Right. Right. So if you're in Baltimore, you spot a cop, you might never see that guy again. But if you're in a smaller place like we live, there's only 50 cops on the squad. I mean, there's less than that, actually. There's 50 in the whole department. That includes the people answering phones and things like that. So there's only so many actual street officers. Even if they actually had a policy of withholding that information, it wouldn't be hard to discern who was who. But according to the story here, you had asked, Mark, well, what about the retaliation? What about, I think it was you that asked that, what instances of retaliation have the police suffered at the hands of the citizenry? Well, that's their excuse for this new policy of not releasing the names, is, well, we've got to protect our officers. Our officers need safety. Well, what are they talking about here? Well, Mr. Guglielmi, their spokesbureaucrat, cited backlash against Officer Salvatore Rivieri. Does that name ring a bell to you?
No.
He's the Inner Harbor Patrol officer who was videotaped berating a teenage skateboarder.
Oh, yes.
The video was posted on YouTube and appeared on national television, and police said Rivieri has received death threats at his home. Oh, no. Well, now look, nobody killed Officer Rivieri, so the threats weren't obviously real, but I can understand why threats could seem to be a serious situation. But that said, what they're really complaining about here is...
Rivieri was not doing his job properly.
No, he was not.
He was essentially harassing people.
He doesn't deserve death threats, but that said, he does deserve a few phone calls and a few nasty emails and a few nasty letters being delivered to his home. And that's what the real complaint is here. Rivieri didn't like the fact that his name was splayed all across the internet as a bad cop, as a corrupt, scumbag, douchebag cop. And he got a lot of fallout from that. And that's what they're saying here is, we don't want our officers who do naughty things to have any fallout whatsoever. It's not just about death threats. It's about the fact that this information is public, and they don't want it to be anymore. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Perhaps you can defend this policy. You're certainly welcome to attempt to do so. And we'll take your calls about whatever you want here in moments. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And this is Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned about the privacy of your email messages? Andre Picard, author of the Computer Privacy Handbook, says that normal email has become the most comprehensive surveillance system ever invented. Email may feel like a private one-to-one conversation, but in truth, it's about as confidential as whispering through a megaphone. When messages leave your company's email system, they become vulnerable to unscrupulous third parties who harvest private data for advertising. Also, if you're someone's boss, consider this little fact. In a recent survey, over 35% of IT professionals in charge of business email systems admitted to snooping through the boss's email. Your email no longer has to be exposed to such risks. Now there's PrivacyHarbor.com, an innovative new secure email solution utilizing some of the same reliable technology used in online banking. PrivacyHarbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about the newest hydrogen technology available. Gas Freedom is an affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil companies don't want you to know. Learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car and experience the most powerful hydrogen cells available. Visit gasfreedom.info and receive $59.95 off of your order by using coupon code GCN. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit gasfreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, the toll-free number. You can bring up whatever you want, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can AMP. You can join the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It'll cost you all of $3 a month, and it's completely voluntary. You can enjoy all the features on the website, but when you're finally ready to get behind this show financially, do it at amp.freetalklive.com, because we take that money in, we take that $3 in, combine it together with everybody else who's contributing. Over 500 listeners currently AMP the show. We combine it together, and we use that money to promote Free Talk Live, get on more radio stations around the country, bring more Internet listeners on board, and spread the message of freedom as far and as wide and as fast as possible. You can, again, get on board and get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more, all over at amp.freetalklive.com. We continue here, and we talk to Jesse in Pennsylvania. Jesse, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello?
Hello, Jesse.
Yeah, I was listening to you guys talk about the Baltimore Police Department with releasing names and things like that.
Yes, the Baltimore PD will no longer be releasing the names of the police who are involved in violent incidents.
Okay, and, well, I didn't know if you guys had seen anything about the BART shooting that happened in San Francisco.
Yeah. Yep, we covered that earlier this week, I believe the day that it happened, where basically the transportation cops, one of the cops pulled a gun on a man who was essentially handcuffed and shot him in the back.
Yeah, I just saw it and heard about it today, and I was pretty outraged about it.
Shocking,
that.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
There really is no excuse at all for shooting a handcuffed man. With your hands behind your back, what...
His excuse is, and I think that there's a certain validity to this excuse, is that he thought he was going to stun the guy. And they do have stun guns look like guns.
I don't buy that excuse at all.
You would say, I do.
Well, then why is he not trained to use his equipment? I'm scared to think, if I live wherever this happened, I'm terrified to think that there are police officers there out there who cannot tell the difference between their stun gun and their real gun.
Well, see, you would think that if you designed a, you designed one of these things to look like a gun and to act like a gun, that somebody's going to mistake it for,
He should not be a police officer. That is terrifying.
Well, understood, he made a terrible mistake that cost a man his life. I'm willing.
And it won't cost him anything.
But I'm,
the,
you know, the manufacturer, the whoever decided to buy tasers that look like guns is a fool. Whoever decided to make tasers that look like gun is irresponsible.
They don't look exactly like guns.
They're shaped like guns.
Well, how are you supposed to hold it and fire it if it's not shaped like a gun?
Well, it could be. They have plenty of other tasers that aren't like that. They look like little phasers from Star Trek rather than like a. I don't know. I guess they did have two different types of phasers on Star Trek. One looks like a remote control to a TV. The other one looks like a handgun.
Jesse, what are the thoughts you have for us tonight?
I don't know. I was just outraged by it, and I didn't know you guys had covered it already.
Yeah, it was an outrageous story, and I'm glad you brought it up. I thank you for the call, 800-259-9231. Mark, are you talking about the little hand the hand zapper thing where you actually have to touch somebody with it when you're describing the taser? Because there's
different
types.
They have different types of tasers out there. You know what? I'm going to do a whole bunch of research, and then I'm going to show you.
Okay, that's fine.
Fact
I'm
is,
telling you that
these tasers look like guns.
Okay. So they look like guns. This guy holds his gun every single day at some point in time, right? Are
he
you
takes
telling
it out
me,
of his belt and he puts
Are
it
you
in.
Telling me that he cannot tell the difference when he's holding it, whether it's a taser or a gun? I can't buy that excuse. And if it's true, then this guy is a moron and he should not have a gun or a taser.
I can't believe that a handheld taser, a projectile firing unit, is in any way as heavy as a handgun.
I'm looking at it right now. I would not excuse that for it. It doesn't look exactly. It's sort of a similar shape.
But when you pull it out, the part that your hand comes into, it's pretty close. I mean, obviously, if you're doing any kind of close inspection, but this guy just pulled. I mean, I saw the video. I don't know if you saw the video. He just pulled it out and fired.
It seemed to me that he hesitated for a second.
Well, I'll tell you what.
I cannot believe, Mark, that you're standing up for it.
I'm not standing up for him. I'm just saying that people make mistakes. And to think that a cop isn't going to make a mistake, it's a huge mistake. And I think that if a person, the fact is, the guy, you know, the guy that ran the boat into the bridge there in Tampa, the Skyway Bridge. I mean, they came down on him like a sack of bricks, and they should come down on this guy like a sack of bricks.
But they won't.
He made it absolutely true. I agree with you.
Which is why I have.
But I'm not willing to say that the man didn't intend to, the man intended to kill the guy.
And I'm not willing to say that this police department wouldn't be willing to make excuses for this guy.
I would, you're not going to get any argument from me there. I'm just saying that,
this guy,
it could
if
be a mistake.
Indeed he mistook his taser for his gun or whatever, switched them up, he needs to be fired immediately.
There needs to be more than that. That's negligent homicide.
He killed somebody.
That's negligent homicide, plain and simple.
And if I shoot somebody and say,
oopsie,
I thought it was my taser, I'm sorry.
Silly.
I'm going to jail for a long time.
That's true. The other thing here is the taser was supposed to be used in a situation originally. If you go and look at the police and what they said over the years and their policies, the original concept behind the taser was, hey, we're going to bring this non-lethal device into our repertoire, and we're going to use the taser in an event where we would normally shoot somebody and possibly kill them. We're going to save lives with this taser. That was the idea behind the taser initially, and there are still some police departments that supposedly have that policy. But some departments have moved from that policy to the policy of, if you don't do what our officers say to you to do, you will be tased. Now then, if that's the case in the Baltimore or the BART police department was, it's out in California somewhere.
Sorry, San Francisco? Bay Area Rapid Transit.
Okay. If the police, the transit cops in San Francisco have the policy that says you will do as we say or you will be tased, that just means that just means they have fallen off the radar as far as what the original concept of the taser was supposed to be. And in addition to that, it shouldn't have been used at all because there were three or four cops standing around, more than enough to subdue this particular individual.
Well, I can see why cops wouldn't want to I understand why you would not want to hurt yourself trying to subdue a man, but you've got handcuffs on him. It seems like you're pretty much in control there.
Four guys and one guy with struggle. His hands tied behind his back.
He can struggle and flop like a fish all he wants. You stand up, I'm going to tase you. If you stand up, I'm going to tase you.
We didn't hear
that
audio.
Kind of
there was no. I don't recall hearing audio in that particular video clip. I would have loved to have heard what was going on nearby as far as having the audio clip, because all we saw was the video of the cop pulling his gun and shooting. I would love to have heard if the cop said, "Obey or you'll be tased." I bet you he didn't say anything like that. He just pulled and fired. And I am looking at the picture of the taser. Give me a break. This thing doesn't look anything like
I cannot
nothing
believe you
like
say
a pistol.
That
it looks
the
like a
particular taser.
Looks
it looks
like a
child toy,
gun.
Yeah, like a Nerf gun.
He didn't look at it. He pulled it and used it.
You're looking at it as you aim at the individual you're shooting. And in addition, according to Manuel Laura from LouRockwell.com, there are tasers that weigh around 7 ounces. You tell me how many handguns loaded with ammunition weigh 7 ounces, Mark.
Some old police-issue stun guns were designed to feel and handle like firearms. The idea at the time was that police trained in firearms would be more comfortable using stun guns.
Pay attention to what you're doing.
Understood. I'm not saying that the guy didn't make a stupid mistake.
Yeah.
I'm just not willing to say that he pulled and murdered. You know? That's
well,
all I'm
he's
saying.
He's still a jerk for pulling and tasing some guy in handcuffs.
What have I been sitting here saying? I don't think that the taser was the right thing to use at that time. It seems to me like, he jumped too quickly. They were subduing the guy. He had his hands up previously. He said, "Don't tase me."
He was being very cooperative.
The guy was trying,
He said, "I have a family. I've got kids at home. Don't tase me, please." And that's what they did.
And
they shot him. Excuse me.
It's so weird to me.
It's so terrible to me.
But I'm not willing to call the man a murderer. I'm willing to call him a manslaughterer.
I like what Julia said. It's terrifying.
Terrifying to think that there is a police officer out there who has a gun and a taser and is stupid enough to make the decision and is still has a gun and a taser. That is the most frightening things I've ever heard.
Oh, he doesn't have his gun and taser. He's on paid vacation right now.
But he'll be back.
Probably. Odds are good he'll be back. Actually, I think I read that the guy resigned. I think I read that he resigned.
And I'm sure he got a sweet little package to go with it.
Yeah, that's happened before too, where if they essentially out before they're forced out, they get a little they still get some sort of semi-retirement thing. I'm not sure if that applies here or not.
I completely agree. The cops don't have the same kind of justice that the average folk does.
And the truth is there is no vigorous investigation as police spokes bureaucrat earlier was suggesting. They are in it to protect one another. The thin blue line closes around its ranks. The brotherhood of the police protect one another, and the good cops that are in there stuck amongst all the bad guys, they feel like they can't do anything about the corruption. More coming up. Hour 3 is on the way. Free Talk Live.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes, but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNlive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNlive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNlive.com. What